Continuing conversation about younger people, Fayetteville High School is in phase two of its construction.
Mm-hmm. Got to take a tour of phase one last year at some point.
Right. And there was a tour recently of phase two, which will be done by the time school begins later this summer.
Yes. And the plan is to be completely done by the fall of 2015.
Right.
But this next portion will be done by the time the kids come back in August.
Emily Golahan, who is our intern this summer at Ozarks at Large, took the tour.
Yes. And you've been hearing her on the air already. She's been producing some spots for us. During the
weekend and during, I think, Talk of the Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So this, and you'll also hear her some this summer during Ozarks at Large.
Yes.
So here is Emily's story about the progress of the construction at Fayetteville High School.
Incoming students at Fayetteville High School can expect exciting new additions this fall from phase two of the school's transformation. The tour of the new facilities revealed new offices for the administration, a media center, new classrooms, and lots of big windows with wonderful views. After the full transformation is complete, this won't be your average public high school. In fact, it isn't your average public high school now. Students already saw improvements in the form of a new cafeteria, performing arts hall, and athletic facilities last fall, and that was just phase one. At the end of the transformation, in fall of 2015, the project will have cost $96 million. Public Information Officer of Fayetteville Public Schools, Alan Wilborn, says that this is just the beginning of phase two.
This phase two has three sections, and this, of course, this section will open this August, and then August of 14, and then the entire project will be finished August of 15.
This part of phase two is going to give the students of Fayetteville High School a higher-tech learning experience. District Project Manager Patty Plummer says that the new classrooms allow students to be wired in.
As we continue through the construction process and we get ready to open in August of this year, 2013, you're going to see it slowly transform into a lecture hall that has seats, and at each seat there's power and network. So we'll have the ability for each student to bring in the laptop, whether or not it's one of their own personal devices or whether it's one that's provided by the high school campus, and they'll be able to get onto the network hardwire.
And if the new media center and cool classrooms weren't enough, the new additions to the school include areas called social commons, complete with TVs, for the students' downtime.
In the mornings when they come into school and they just want to hang out before they have to go to class, you know, perhaps after school if they want to hang out. Again, during lunch, you know, you have an hour lunch. The second half could be a club meeting. They could come into social commons and have a club meeting.
All of these new additions are providing a better experience for students, says Director of Marketing Holly Johnson, who has a daughter entering the school this fall.
I think the freshness, the openness, the spaces that will inspire the collaboration is what they're probably looking forward to.
Students will experience the new facilities this fall, and more the fall after that, and the fall after that. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Emily Golahan.